WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 60 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A committee of the Research Valley Partnership Economic Development Agency is moving ahead with forming a new Brazos County-based community college.
The RVP's Talent Initiative Steering Committee plans to present more than 13,000 petition signatures to Brazos County Commissioners Tuesday morning. Committee leaders say they are preserving their options to ensure a highly skilled workforce that will allow Brazos County to retain and recruit the companies and businesses that will shape the economic future and well-being of our community for generations. 2 weeks ago, Blinn College and the Texas A&M System hired a consultant to gauge labor conditions and industry needs in Brazos and seven surrounding counties. Findings from that report, which is expected next month, will be used by Blinn and the system about forming future workforce and academic offerings. System Chancellor John Sharp says the Rellis campus will be a major contributor to a highly trained regional workforce. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
2 days after a request was withdrawn that could have led to high-density housing in one of College Station's oldest neighborhoods, the city council was asked again to close a loophole in development regulations.
The goal is to return the UDO to its intended meaning, the interpretation that was passed unanimously in 2012 by both PNC as well as City Council.
Suzanne Droleski of the College Woodlands Neighborhood Association told the council the only reason why two large residential lots are not being turned into nine smaller lots across the street from College Hills Elementary School is because one of the property owners chose not to sell. The city of Bryan has cleared another hurdle towards the future reduction of train horns sounding in the downtown area.
That is our formal notification to the Federal Railroad Administration in D.C., to the railroads, to TxDOT, to others, that we intend to make certain safety improvements at certain crossings because we want to establish it as a safe place where the trains no longer have to sound their horns routinely.
City consultant Gary Schatz on WTAW's The Infomaniac says no decision has been made on closing any railroad crossings. The only way for public feedback at this time about quiet zones is to contact officials through the city's website at bryantx.gov. The state of Texas is at a 20-year high in the number of people with mumps. In Brazos County, the health department reports one confirmed case and two suspected cases involving college-aged young adults. Nurse practitioner Julie Anderson says there is no outbreak at this time.
I wouldn't change travel plans. I wouldn't change my daily routine. We're just asking for people to be vigilant. We're asking for doctors' offices and medical providers to be vigilant. If somebody comes in and says, hey, I was a suspect to a known case, it helps us put the bigger picture together.
A list of symptoms and preventative measures for the highly contagious disease is online at WTAW.com. A new principal has been named at College Station's new middle school. Julia Mishler has been an assistant principal at College Station High School. Upon final action by the school board next Tuesday, Mishler starts her new job as Welburn Middle School principal this July. The new school opens in August of 2018. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 60 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, videos, comments, questions, 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
Whatever you do for a living, chances are you think you're the best person for the job. Well, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 17th year of Best of the Brazos Valley. We're accepting nominations in categories for the best shops, restaurants, services, and entertainment in the Brazos Valley. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. Don't miss your chance to be on the ballot. Go to bestofthebrazos.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Warm weather will continue to move up out of the Gulf of Mexico over the area today and through the weekend. Today, clouds and sunshine. There could be a stray shower later today, 80 to 85. Lots of cloudiness overnight, lows 60 to 65. Partly sunny for tomorrow, highs 80 to 85. Clouds, maybe a couple of showers tomorrow night, 65 to 70. Cloud Sunday, there could be some showers and storms. Highs on Sunday, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll take a look at the A&M baseball team's win last night over Alabama. Meanwhile, the A&M softball team gets set to start a three-game series at Arkansas tonight. And in Major League Baseball, the Rangers may be hitting their stride after a win last night over the Angels. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So there you are. It's Good Friday. It's, you know, Easter coming up on Sunday. I don't know if you knew about that or not.
Most of you have a four-day weekend.
That's right. We, on the other hand, are here because...
Well, for your entertainment.
That's exactly
indeed.
Right. We are merely here to make sure that if you have to get up and work as well, then we'll do that. Are the schools
like solidarity.
Out today? The schools out today, public schools, are they out today?
You know, if you do know, we would love for you to text us.
Because we're just not in that stage of
we're
life
not.
Where
we're
do
not.
That.
I would, mm-hmm. At least when I was in school, we did get Good Friday off. Mm-hmm.
That's true. And good news, I don't know if y'all knew it or not, but Chelsea is like the team captain for ABP, which is Anything But Peeps. We have
anything but Peeps.
We have a story today about Peeps, a couple of stories about Peeps that we haven't done yet. Why ham is the meat of choice at Easter. We'll tell you about that today, just some stuff you didn't know. And while we're talking about food type things, there's a California Chick-fil-A franchise that's basically waiting for its cows to come home. Thieves absconded with 3 mascot costumes.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
From a Chick-fil-A.
Exactly. They're stealing. Oh, listen, I drove by a Chick-fil-A Wednesday.
Okay.
There were 2 cars in the drive-thru. I know.
Did you go just because?
Yeah, I mean, how could you afford not to?
Even if you had just eaten. It's like, no, I've got to go.
I was on the road. I was headed in the other direction. But it was like 3:20 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So that may be the prime time to go when there's not a long wait. Anyway, that's at least here locally. So 3 mascot uniforms stolen from a storage shed earlier this week. The shop posted the news on Facebook. News Tuesday on Facebook of the Saturday night or Sunday night theft from the store that was in the city of Folsom, California. The post pleaded with customers help find the kidnapped cows. The hospitality director of the store said they just wanted their cows to come back, no questions asked. We're hoping that through us reaching out in numerous ways that the people who took the cows will come to their senses and bring them back to us.
So they're cow costumes or they're cow, statues?
I think it's the costumes.
Okay.
Mascot costumes. The Chick-fil-A fast food chain that's based, of course, in Georgia specializes in chicken sandwiches. Why are they saying? Everybody knows that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would think it has to be an inside job because if those mascots are, hidden in like a closet somewhere.
Right, that's it, in a shed.
Yeah, and only brought out for special occasions.
Yeah, got to be somebody on the inside.
Look at your own people.
That's right. Wow. Hey, man, you want to steal some cow costumes?
Right. Like, what? Okay.
Yeah.
How do you steal from a Chick-fil-A?
Yeah.
Info.
Mation.
And then what are you going to do with them?
Yeah, it's not even Halloween or close to.
Yeah, it's like a famous work of art. As soon as you bring it out, people will know exactly where you got
it. Yeah, it's like Tom Brady's jersey.
Yes, exactly. It's a Folsom cow costume.
Yeah.
You're busted.
Maybe it's in Mexico. They should look there.
Never pay more. Just get way more at Tom White Chevrolet. Bubba Dixon here, and now you can save 16% on our best-selling Chevy Silverado. 100% truck for 16% less. Get more without paying more at Tom White Chevrolet. North Earl Road Freeway in Bryan or at tomlight.com. Since 1972, all roads lead to Tom White Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Based on factory incentives and discounts totaling 16% off MSRP with approved credit, tax, title, fees, extra, expires 5/1/17, stock number 60215.
614, News Talk 1620, WTAW. I know where the cow costumes are. Calcutta.
Ooh. Good one.
Thank you.
Let's just move on.
All right. All right, here we go. It's, the
14th?
14th mm-hmm. It is. You know, tax day is not tomorrow.
It's not.
Got till Monday to do that.
Yeah. All right, didn't think about that.
Day 104. We got 261 of them to go. It's National Moment of Laughter Day. have more than one and do it regularly.
Every day.
And do it during the hours of 6 and 9 on WTAW.
That's fun. This next one, I don't appreciate very much. Reach as high as you can, Dave. not sure what that means.
Just recently, a couple of times, I have been asked to get something off of a top shelf at a grocery store.
I am to the point I have no shame.
Yeah.
I have no shame. And, I will certainly do that.
You know, you could see the woman kind of look around and she sees me.
Yeah.
Can I help you?
You see, you have a responsibility,
yep,
Chelsea.
Hey, and I do not mind at all.
That's good. I'm right in that midsection where, you know, I'm not too short to get anything, but I'm also not so tall that people ask me to get stuff.
Right.
Perfect. So you could go through and not have to worry.
Yeah.
You just have to dodge the people who are there shopping for other people.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, okay. It's Dictionary Day. That's pretty quaint.
Mm-hmm.
Have you got one of those?
Man.
Somewhere on my phone, I'm sure.
You know, exactly. No,
well, really, but I have a Webster's Unabridged Dictionary.
Okay.
And, you know, the thing is about 10 inches thick.
Yeah.
And it's just, I opened it just the other day just to look at that and go, wow.
Yeah, I mean, I remember using one, and
sure.
I remember having one at the house. You know, in elementary and middle school, probably. I think once you get to high school, that's when, you know, you could use the computer a lot more often.
Yeah, I ended up getting an extensive vocabulary because I, you know, whenever I'd have a question, you know, about what a word meant, I would go to my mom and say, what does that mean? And she would tell, just like she did with my brothers, she would say, go look it up. And
they would
go, oh, mom, and they'd just walk away and not learn what it meant. I would actually go look it up.
Wow.
And
good job, Brad.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, today is also That Sucks Day.
Oh, well, laugh about it, and then that sucks.
That's it. So, yeah, apparently the That Sucks Day seems to have come out of nowhere as a vindictive dedication to all those that suck.
Okay.
All
right.
Throughout history, you know, the holiday and the organization that sponsors it, That Sucks LLC.
There's an LLC?
Yeah, there's an LLC for that.
I just remember sucks being like a bad word.
Yeah.
Like you would say it and
you're
be
right.
Like, hey, watch your language.
Yeah, don't be doing that. Yeah. And it's National Pecan Day.
Okay. Right.
And if you can't pronounce it correctly, then don't even talk
don't
to us.
Don't say it
right?
at all.
Hey, yeah. You know, we did the story, was it earlier this week?
The about squirrel.
The squirrel. That's
mm-hmm.
the vending machine that
right,
has pies.
Right, the pecan pie.
Yep. Listener texted me a picture of the vending machine, and I said, I need a review to go along with it. They said the milk chocolate-covered pecans are awesome.
Ooh.
Yeah, no kidding. That's
Next
what
time
I was
I'm
thinking.
Headed out to Austin,
yeah.
I might have to make a pit stop.
I'm saying that would not be bad.
That's
All
awesome.
Right, who we got for birthdays?
We got birthdays. Abigail Breslin is 21. She was from she originally starred in Little Miss Sunshine and kind of broke out there and has been in Signs and Zombieland and all kinds of things. She's going to be Baby in the ABC remake of Dirty Dancing,
oh,
too.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, she's got some notoriety there. Sarah Michelle Gellar is 40.
Oh, Buffy.
Buffy herself.
The Buff.
Adrian Brody is 44.
Uh-huh.
He's done a few things.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Michael Hall is 49 from, of course, all those Brat Pack movies
That's
in the
right.
80s.
Yeah, he was the geeky one.
Mm-hmm. Greg Maddux is 51.
Oh, sure. Wow. He's a pretty good pitcher.
Yeah, he was.
Pitching legend, yeah. Robert Carlyle is 56, plays Rumpelstiltskin on Once Upon a Time.
Okay.
Sure.
He's a really good actor. He's probably the best part of that show, really.
Oh, okay.
Brad Garrett is 57.
He's really tall.
He's really tall.
He,
he
really
could help you in
voice.
The grocery store.
He could. Yeah. That's exactly right. Yep.
Richie Blackmore is 72. He's the guitarist from Deep Purple,
and
he's a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. A non-Hall of Famer, Pete Rose, is 76 today.
Sorry,
well, he's in the WWE Hall of Fame.
Okay.
So.
Wow, that's worth something.
He's in a Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And Loretta Lynn is 85 today.
Mm. Wow, okay. Peter Capaldi, you may know him from Doctor Who.
Yeah.
He'd be 59. Loretta Lynn at 85 and Frank Serpico at 81.
Okay.
Oh, we didn't mention Dave Justice has a birthday, too. That's
oh,
interesting.
Wow,
he and Greg Maddux both at 51 years of age. All right, on Saturday, it's Record Store Day. Again, actually, vinyl's kind of making a
comeback.
Bit, a little bit for people who want to do that.
Yeah, because I know at some of the bookstores, they have whole sections dedicated.
Sure. Rubber Eraser Day. Glazed Spiral Ham Day.
Mm-hmm. There's that ham thing.
Yeah, yeah. Titanic Remembrance Day. That tomorrow's actually the day that it sank.
Oh,
which
okay.
Would be a reason to remember it, I guess.
Yeah.
And Auctioneer's Day. So there. Birthday's on Saturday.
Birthday's on Saturday. Macy Williams is 20. She plays Arya Stark on Soap Opera with Swords. Mm-hmm. Emma Watson, 27.
Oh, Hermione.
That's right. And she's also Belle in the new Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, that's true. That's her most notable thing right now.
Annie Costner is 33. That's Kevin Costner's daughter. And she's actually been in a few movies with him. So, yeah, Dances with Wolves and The Postman. Alice Braga is 34. She was in I Am Legend with Will Smith and Elysium with Matt Damon. Seth Rogen is 35.
He's funny.
He's very funny. Luke Evans, another Beauty and the Beast alum. He plays Gaston. He's 38 tomorrow. Yeah. Chris Stapleton, the guy bringing country music back.
Yeah, you know he's awesome.
He's 39. Mm-hmm. Emma Thompson, 58 tomorrow.
Oh, all right.
And Roy Clark from Hee Haw is 84 tomorrow.
Michael Tucci, he's an actor. He'd be a 71. Danny Pino, you may know him from, I think, Cold Case. He's 43. All right, on Sunday, it is National Stress Awareness Day. Okay.
We're aware.
Stressing that Monday's tomorrow.
Yes, and then wear your pajamas to work day on a Sunday. Oh. See, that just that doesn't
work.
No. You need to always have it on
it must
a
be one of those. I was going to say, it must be one of those that's always a date.
That's it.
Instead of a day.
National Bean Counter Day. That's for all those accountant folks out there. Yep. Eggs Benedict Day as well. Mm. All right.
Have that at Easter brunch.
Yeah, that would be a great tie-in. And birthdays on Sunday.
Gina Carano is 35. She's a MMA fighter and then was also in a... She's been in a few movies. She's was in Deadpool most recently. Peter Billingsley is 46. He played Ralphie.
Yes.
In A Christmas Story. Pretty cool. John Cryer is 52 on Sunday.
Okay.
Did you know he was originally up for the role of Chandler on Friends?
Oh, okay.
But he was out of town. And so they cast Matthew Perry.
Good.
Interesting.
Well, Cryer was able to go ahead and have a bigger career than Matthew Perry, I think. Mm-hmm. I think that's safe.
He's done a few things, Martin Lawrence, 52 on Sunday.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Jimmy Osmond is 54.
Sure.
Ellen Barkin, 63.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Belichick is going to be 65 on Sunday. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, going to be 70.
Yeah.
Bobby Vinton, Mr. Blue Velvet himself,
going
to be 82.
Okay.
And Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI is going to be 90.
Wow.
And
on Easter Sunday?
Yeah.
Worked out. And Chance the Rapper.
Chance
is 24.
Nice.
Yeah, 623 here.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so Hillary Clinton, she just can't seem to get her grip on reality after losing the 2016 election. And really what was an electoral landslide, she's blaming her defeat on almost everyone and everything but herself. Poor Hillary. NBC News reported that during her first post-election interview at a women's summit in New York, let's see, Hillary blamed Russia, James Comey, WikiLeaks, and misogyny for her loss. She blamed Russia for meddling with the election, and she said that she thinks WikiLeaks played a much bigger role than I think many people yet understand. And of course, what would the liberal blame game be without the cries of sexism, in which she said certainly misogyny played a role? That has to be admitted. Did it ever occur to Hillary that maybe her lying and corruption and poor policy positions, maybe that had a lot to do with her loss?
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So I recently gave my home a facelift in the simplest way possible, brand new custom blinds from Blinds.com. Now, Blinds.com, well, it's transformed every room in my home, and it doesn't break the bank. Now, you get free online design consultation, free samples, free shipping, and their prices are unbeatable. Plus, if you accidentally mismeasure, you pick the wrong color, they will remake your blinds for free. And now, through April the 18th, get up to 30% off site-wide at Blinds.com just by using the promo code Hannity. That's blinds.com, promo code Hannity. Rules, restrictions apply.
In your business, you trust people who time and time again get the job done. At Indeed.com, we deliver five times more hires than any other job site, according to independent research. That's why over 3 million businesses use Indeed when they're hiring. Because getting the job done matters. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Are you looking for a job or do you need help preparing a resume? This is Glenn Brewer, president of the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. Please join the chamber and our title sponsor, Reynolds & Reynolds, for our annual spring job fair on Thursday, April 27th from 12 to 4 at the Hilton in College Station. There is no charge to attend, so get your resumes ready and come on by the Chamber Spring Job Fair, April 27th at the Hilton College Station. Visit bcschamber.org or call 260-5200 for booth information.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life, the milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
The new Callaway Jones Funeral and Cremation Center is now open. Please join us for an open house and ribbon cutting on Wednesday, April 26th at 4:30 p.m. Tour our modern, comfortable, and spacious facility designed to help your family smile again. Visit CallawayJones.com.
Miller with Your Money Now. Well, the market's finishing in the red today amid some geopolitical uncertainty. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson meeting with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and separately with Russian President Vladimir Putin. This as the two countries continue to discuss recent developments in Syria. The Dow down 59 points to 20,591. The S&P down 8 to 2344. While the NASDAQ was down 30 to 5836. President Trump said today that he felt the U.S. dollar was too strong. In an interview with the Wall Street Journal, he went on to say that it's, quote, very, very hard to compete when you have a strong dollar and other countries are devaluing their currency, unquote. The dollar traded lower against its major rivals, but has since increased following a joint press conference between Rex Tillerson and the Russian foreign minister. And a former employee of Snap, who's the parent company of messaging app Snapchat, has filed a lawsuit alleging that the company misled investors and advertisers about its data usage. It also claimed that its CEO claimed its app was only intended for rich people. And that is Your Money Now.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
An economic boom is coming. Don't let your business get left behind. If you need to build, call General Steel today. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. You can still get an 80-foot by 150-foot building for under $99,000. That's right, 12,000 square feet for under $99,000. Don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Alan Academy and Folds of Honor invite you to the Cadet Golf Classic and Patriot Dinner hosted at Miramont Country Club on Sunday, April 30th and Monday, May 1st. The Cadet Golf Classic is an 18-hole, four-man wingman scramble designed to raise scholarship funds for the families of fallen and disabled veterans through the Folds of Honor, as well as financially support Allen Academy, an independent school in Bryan. For more information or to register for the Cadet Golf Classic and Patriot Dinner, please visit thecadet.org or like us on Facebook at The Cadet BCS.
Well, it's Good Friday, so naturally I wanted to do a story that would make you feel good. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info. Now, we work a lot with the Aggieland Humane Society and with the good people over at Longway Home Adoptables. Well, the Humane Society in Oshkosh, Wisconsin recently ended up with a dog, a cat, and a pet rat after their owner couldn't take care of them anymore, and they were all extremely bonded to each other. The dog's name is Sasha and looks like some sort of terrier mix. The cat is black and white and named Jack, and the rat's name is Tweaks. It's your run-of-the-mill rat, like you'd see in a New York subway, but with black fur. Now, the original owner told the workers they should all stay together if possible, and they weren't lying. As soon as they put them in different rooms, the cat got really depressed. So they decided to put it back in the same room as the dog, and it perked up. Then they put the rat in with them, and it seemed even happier. They started calling them the Rat Pack and let them all stay together while they looked for someone to adopt all three of them. Obviously, most people don't come in looking for a dog and a cat, and if you tack on a rat, the odds drop significantly. But a woman recently came in with her daughter and said she'd take the dog and the cat. They didn't want the rat at first, but once they saw how bonded they all were, they decided to take him too. How's that for a heartwarming story? I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
Join the American Heart Association for the 50 Shades of Red Go Red for Women Luncheon on Thursday, May 4th at the Hilton Hotel and Conference Center. Featuring keynote speaker, Emmy and three-time Golden Globe nominated actress known to millions of fans for her role in the hit CBS television show Northern Exposure, Janine Turner. Tickets are $50 per person with sponsorship still available. Go online at brazoscountygored.heart.org or call 268-0068. Sponsored locally by the College Station Medical Center.
Good morning, 6:30, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. 81 for a high temperature today, and actually we'll be carrying that on all the way through Tuesday, it looks like. Lows each night will be in the low to mid-60s. We have a 40% chance of rain on Monday, 20% on Monday night, and 30% on Tuesday is what they say. But that's a little ways away. If you're doing Easter Sunrise Sunday, that looks like that ought to be fine, as a matter of fact, because we'll have an overnight low on Saturday night at 66. Right now it's easterly winds at 3. We've got fair skies in 60.
Just about everybody has that one big important project that they just never seem to get around to. So how do you get around to it? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
An economic boom is coming. Don't let your business get left behind. If you need to build, call General Steel today. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. You can still get an 80-foot by 150-foot building for under $99,000. That's right, 12,000 square feet for under $99,000. Don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach. Call 877-93-STEEL. 877-93-STEEL. That's 877-937-8335.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
Funny thing about people and the goals they set.
Almost everybody has at least one project that they know that if they were to spend time on it, it would make a big difference in their lives. You know, it's something very close to their heart, something really important to them. And somehow, every single day, we manage to get everything done for everybody else and not move forward. And it hurts.
Samantha Bennett, author of the book Get It Done, says to some degree this is human nature.
I mean, we're tribal animals. You know, we're very attuned to the needs of the group. So we really are inclined to do things for other people before we do things for ourselves. But also, I think we're afraid. I think we get taught that things should be perfect and perfect inside of our mind, maybe even before we even begin. So we start to do a lot of getting ready to get ready, and we make a lot of excuses. And it's funny because it causes so much hurt on the inside and on the outside, but moving forward even a little tiny, 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 tiny bit feels so good.
If you have that special project that you never quite seem to get to.
My favorite tip is 15 minutes a day, every single day, before you check your email, before you check your email, before you check your email, spend 15 minutes a day on those projects that matter most to you. But you make that everyday commitment to yourself, and it is shocking how much you can get done in 15 minutes and how much you can get done in 15 minutes every day for a week, a month, 2 months. It's amazing.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:34. It's 60 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Homeowners in one of College Station's oldest neighborhoods are still concerned high-density homes could be built due to a new interpretation of the city's development regulations.
The purpose and spirit of the UDO mandating lot sizes and setbacks for neighborhood conservation areas across the city are being violated by the interpretation used during the attempted Gilcrest replat.
Suzanne Droleski of the College Woodlands Neighborhood Association told the city council last night one of two property owners chose not to sell their land, and that's the only reason why two large lots are not being turned into nine smaller lots for high-density homes across Gilcrest from College Hills Elementary School.
I urge all of you today to uphold the promises made to the city residents in the comprehensive plan by supporting changes to the UDO that clarify and restore its intended protections for all neighborhood conservation areas.
The association has collected more than 1,000 signatures calling on the council to close the loophole. The city of Bryan has made a formal notification of establishing a quiet zone along railroad tracks in the downtown area. City consultant Gary Schatz says yet to be determined is which railroad crossings will be closed. Schatz, speaking on WTAW's The Infomaniacs, says the cost of keeping the crossing open at Grosbeck, which has the highest crash risk and the second most traffic, is $1.7 million. Schatz made no reference to comments from the city manager gave during a city council workshop last month about Union Pacific helping pay for the quiet zone.
Union Pacific is going to see the installation of a quiet zone as a community betterment. So if there are necessary improvements at the crossing as a just basically a business decision, they're going to look to the local communities to fund those improvements.
The only way for public feedback at this time about quiet zones is to contact officials through the city's website at bryantx.gov. Mumps are making a comeback in Brazos County and around Texas, but Brazos County Health Department nurse practitioner Julie Anderson says there is no outbreak.
It's something that needs our attention and something that needs our vigilance, but we do not want to start a, quote, wildfire with this.
In Brazos County, there is one confirmed and two suspected cases of the highly contagious disease. A list of symptoms and preventative measures can be found online at WTAW.com. The agenda for next Tuesday's Brazos County Commissioners meeting includes accepting a petition from supporters of creating a Brazos County-based community college district.
The Talent Initiative Steering Committee of the Research Valley Partnership Economic Development Agency began the petition drive on Election Day last November. RVP spokesman Hayden Paul says more than 13,000 signatures have been collected. The steering committee issued a news release Thursday that states in part, the submission of the petitions to the Brazos County Commissioners Court preserves all of our options as we work today to ensure our workforce of tomorrow leaves no doubt as to our destiny. The RVP's pursuit of a property tax-supported community college in Brazos County comes 2 weeks after the Texas A&M System and Blinn College announced the selection of a consultant to provide a report on industry's needs and labor conditions in the eight-county region centered around Brazos County. According to a joint news release from the System and Blinn, data from the final report, which is expected in May, will be used to make decisions about forming future academic and workforce training offerings. According to the news release, System Chancellor John Sharp envisions many of the training opportunities will be available at the Rellis campus. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
College Station's new Welborn Middle School doesn't open until August of 2018, but the principal has been named of CSISD's third middle school. Upon final action by the school board next Tuesday, Julia Mishler will start this July. Mishler is currently an assistant principal at College Station High School. Eminent domain continues to be a topic getting attention in the Texas House. Representative Kyle Cassell of College Station is monitoring a bill he wrote related to how land buyers conduct themselves with land owners.
The piece that I was focused on when I laid my bill out is strictly on the bona fide offer, where when the land man shows up, they don't scare him with eminent domain. This is what you can and ask for, and we're going to give you a bona fide offer based on appraisals. It's just a smoother process, and the whole gist of it from a private property standpoint and the energy companies is let's take the lawyers out of this. And that's been the driving force to keep both sides of the argument working together.
HB 2556, which received a hearing this week in the House Land and Resource Management Committee, applies only to land buyers who have eminent domain authority. WTAW News Time is 6:39. It's 60 degrees. You can text us or call us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, our physicians have always been known for providing highly personalized care. But we also have a hometown advantage in providing the best possible treatment. Aggie Pride. More than 40 of our physicians are graduates of Texas A&M University, and they're proud to practice right here in the heart of Aggieland. Say howdy to a higher standard of healthcare. Schedule your appointment today at chistjoseph.org.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales event is going on now. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through May 31st, 2017. Call toll free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G. Tractor, or TexasKubotaDealers.com.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Colter Marriott of Marriott Homes. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions, budget constraints, and the idea of true customization and style. Allow us a chance to shoulder your anxiety and create a home as comfortable and exciting to you and your family. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in. Marriott Homes, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003. Call us at 696-1787 or click marriotthomes.com.
Warranties. That's another item every roofing company is promising you. Inevitably, if you've been in business for any length of time, you'll have a warranty issue. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. Ask the roofing company for a person which they had to honor their warranty. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
ASAP Equipment is your source for skid steer loader attachments. We just got our first two loads of attachments in and are ready to sell them. We buy skid steer attachment brands such as Bradco, Sweepster, FFC, Harley, and Vernig in volume so we can compete with the online retailers, but we offer the local service and support you deserve. Come by 730 Peach Creek Cutoff south of the racetrack or call your local attachment experts today. ASAP Equipment, 979-353-0911 or visit us at asapequip.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 641. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Partly sunny and warm for today. Our temperatures, they're going to have the tendency to get up to about 80 to 85. We could see an isolated shower by late this afternoon. Overnight, we're going to be partly cloudy, 60 to 65. Easter weekend starts with partial sun tomorrow, 80 to 85. A few showers are possible tomorrow night, 65 to 70. For Easter Sunday, there's a chance for showers and thunderstorms. Highs will be anywhere from 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the A&M baseball team earned a victory over Alabama last night. We'll take a look at that. Meanwhile, we'll hear from Coach Joe Evans on the A&M softball team series in Arkansas beginning tonight. And longtime Pittsburgh Steelers chairman Dan Rooney has died at the age of 84. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
WTAW has partnered with Audible Hearing Centers in Bryan so that one listener can win a complete hearing aid system. You need to go to the website today. Today is the deadline. It's WTAW.com for the Hear Clearly giveaway.
And then you can hear us better.
That's right. Yeah. Well, that and high definition if you don't have HD, because we sound smarter in HD.
That's right.
So I'll let you know. That's one of the benefits of that. Okay, boy, we dropped a big bomb.
Big one.
Like a Moab.
Like the mother of all bombs or something.
The massive ordnance air blast bomb. Weighed 21,000 pounds. It's a big one. Anyway, so had to be transported in a ginormous plane to do that.
I'm sure.
So that's that, and I'm sure we'll get plenty of feedback. Two Secret Service agents who were working at the White House have been canned.
Yeah.
Actually fired.
Mm-hmm.
Well, once again, because the guy wanders around for 15 minutes.
Undetected.
How does that happen?
I don't know.
It shouldn't.
No.
I don't know how people are even getting over the fence without being detected.
I agree. Yeah. He's 26. His name was Jonathan Tran, hopping over a number of gates and fences, setting off alarms. He was carrying a backpack and claimed he had an appointment because he was a friend of the president.
Of course.
Yeah. I'm Donald's friend.
It's just before midnight on March the 10th, a random Friday night, a 26-year-old with a backpack walks in and says, "Hey, the prez is expecting me."
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm here to see Donnie. Where's Donnie? Hey, no, you back
yeah,
there?
No questions, no red flags, none of that. So, yeah, that makes sense that those guys.
So did they search his backpack? Did they find anything? Was he arrested?
He was arrested, okay, but
yeah,
I don't know
for
that
trespassing.
They did anything else.
Okay.
Anyway, that's enough of that, because there's way too much fun going on over in Austin. Something that has kind of slipped below the radar as the budget talks will continue. We're going to have the conference committee seated next week, and Senator Schwertner tells us it'll take 2 weeks for that to happen. Then they'll come out with this wonderful bill. They'll pat themselves on the back and say, what a great job we've done.
Mm-hmm.
But understand that 2 years ago, they basically set up new guidelines that allow the governor to do a line item veto in that budget. So he can take one line and go, nope, that ain't happening.
Wow.
And if you'll consider, you know, he wanted a pre-K program.
Mm-hmm.
The legislature decided they didn't care to fund that.
Yep.
The Texas Enterprise Fund, they didn't fund that. And the University Research Initiative, and they didn't fund that. So he's just reminding them that he's still got the pen and he's still got the last say as to what happens, so just watch yourself.
Yeah.
And yesterday was a big day for TABC. yeah. For 3 hours, they got grilled by members of the House because we talked about how, well, they've taken trips.
Yeah, they've gone a few places, had a few drinks, done a little research.
Right, and the deal is it has to do with this membership in the National Conference of State Liquor Regulators, okay? Now, why the hell do we even need that?
Good point.
We have to have discussions on what cocktail napkins are going to be shaped like.
Right.
I mean, how many ice cubes go into the shot glass, I mean, into the little cocktail glass?
Regular olives or blue cheese stuff?
Exactly. Yeah. Why do they need to be doing that? We find out that from now since 2013, basically, they have spent the equivalent of 2 months traveling to places like Hawaii.
Yeah, and why do you need to go there to talk about Texas alcohol?
Why you could go to Kansas and do that.
Right.
Or Iowa.
Or you could go to Dallas or Austin.
Yep. And they got some kind of hazard pay or something for going to Hawaii, right?
Because
what? It's a volcano?
Right. Sarah Davis.
It could go at any minute.
Sarah Davis, who is the chairman of this House Committee on General Investigation and Ethics, basically rebuked the Texas Alcohol Beverage Commission for keeping wildly inaccurate, her words, data on their state-provided vehicles, pointed out to figures that showed the agency honchos had spent, again, the equivalent of 2 months traveling. Also, they have found 69 days where state employees were traveling to these exotic locations, all paid for by taxpayers, and they're not even saying how many of them get cars. Yeah, that we're paying for.
Yep.
So as a result of that, feeling like this would make it okay, the executive director of the Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission, her name is Sherry Cook. Sherry announced yesterday that she will resign from this National Conference of State Liquor Regulators.
Imagine that.
Right?
She just didn't say when. I mean, is that crazy?
I will. I will resign.
Yeah, I promise you I will.
I'll do it eventually.
And, you know, okay. And one day we'll all die.
That's right. And as the elected official said, this is just the kind of action that makes people not trust government.
Well, yeah.
The very idea. And again, it's not like the liquor folks wouldn't give them all sorts of freebies anyway.
Right. They're drinking for free wherever they go.
Yeah. Don't you know that? Yeah. You talk about playing the Do You Know Who I Am
card. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. All right. 6:48.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with the dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 15th, it's Range and Pasture Weed Control. Weeds and brush compete with forages for water, nutrients, sunlight, and space. Ranchers and hay producers can learn how to reduce the competition this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
By the time late spring rolls around, you should be able to determine just how well your lawn is doing. That should be about now. Truth is, our warm season lawn grasses, Bermuda and St. Augustine and Zoysia, grow at their fastest rates from late spring through early fall. Assessing the progress of your turf grass, the subject of our program today. I'll be back with details right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. I don't put it on sale very often, but now it's only $29.95 plus tax and postage, regular $31.95. It's not on Amazon. It's not in stores. It's not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. That's the one with the cowboy boots. That's the one you'll find in the stores and on Amazon. This is the one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. Every book goes out of my office. Every book goes out signed, satisfaction guaranteed. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published the book so I could have the book you always wanted. Remember, for a very limited time, I overbought. We took too many to our house. $29.95 plus tax and postage, satisfaction guaranteed. NeilSperry.com, NeilSperry.com, or call during the week, 800-752-GROW. Things are moving into fast forward now with our lawns. Late spring is the best time to plant new lawns. It's warm enough that the grass grows well. It's cool enough that it won't dry out instantly when it's put in place. Summer plantings require much more careful attention to watering for the first couple of weeks that the grass is in place. This is an ideal time to start new turf grass. If you have lots of large shade trees, you may be deciding that the lawn is losing ground. If the bare areas are getting larger and larger, you may need to take corrective steps to solve the problem. Perhaps this would be the year to remove unnecessary limbs, or maybe to remove entire trees that are no longer contributing to the beauty of the garden. You have to have 4 hours of direct sunlight for St. Augustine to hold its own, six or more for Bermuda, and a couple more than that if you want them to grow aggressively. If you don't have that much sun, your grass will eventually thin and die out. Either remove those branches and get more sun to the grass. Don't top the trees. Don't cut them back. Even thinning them out doesn't really do much good because they grow right back again. You need to consider, if you're having major problems with the shade, you need to consider a shade-tolerant ground cover. Back to the lawn, if you have existing weeds in your lawn, there are things you can do right now. Spring finds visitors such as henbit, dandelions, and chickweed early in the spring, followed now by various clovers, spurge, and dichondra and dollar weed. All of these can be controlled very easily with any of the broadleafed weed killers. Read and follow label directions carefully to ensure the best possible results. Remember the mowing secrets of successful lawn management. Mow frequently and keep your blade sharp. As the grass growth speeds up, you want to mow on 4 or 5 day intervals. I know that seems very frequent. It assumes you're leaving the mulch clippings in place on the lawn. Watch the ends of the blades for signs of fraying and browning. Aim to sharpen your blade after every 30 to 40 hours of mowing, more often if you're mowing high weeds or if you fit stones as you've mowed. Be sure you take equal amounts off each side of the blade to keep it all balanced. And finally, you want to watch for signs of problems as the weather turns warmer. If St. Augustine turns brown in patches, if the blades and runners pull loose easily from the soil, if it's just lethargic, that might be take-all root rot. And a 1-inch layer of Canadian sphagnum peat moss is the best control, believe it or not. I'm Neil Sperry, and that's Plant Talk Texas for another day. Until next time, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:54. The Texas A&M baseball team had another mid-game surge to erase a 5-4 deficit and post a 9-5 win over the Alabama Crimson Tide in the series opener yesterday evening in Tuscaloosa. Offensively, the Aggies pounded out 10 hits, including 2 each by Nick Chorby and Walker Pennington. The series continues tonight as the squads meet in a 6 p.m. contest, and you can catch the game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, the number 5 A&M softball team hits the road for a 3-game series at Arkansas beginning tonight. Here's Coach Joe Evans.
Arkansas is a completely different ball club this year. They're doing a great job. They already have 4 wins in conference, which is, you know, 3 more than they had last year in an entire season, and we're still only halfway through. So they're doing a great job. They're getting good pitching. They're getting good hitting and really competing.
The Aggies enter the weekend with a 35-3 record, tying the 2005 team for the best start in program history, while Arkansas is 25-14. First pitch for tonight's game is at 5 p.m., and you can hear that one on Willie 1550. In A&M men's golf, junior Cameron Champ finished in third place individually as the team wrapped up its regular season yesterday with a fourth place showing at the Tiger Classic. Up next for the Aggies is the 2017 SEC Men's Golf Championships, which will take place at the Sea Island Golf Club at St. Simons Island, Georgia, April 21st through the 24th. In the 21st ranked A&M women's tennis team concludes the regular season this weekend, taking on number 23 Tennessee today in Knoxville and number 2 Georgia on Sunday in Athens. First serve against the Volunteers is at 5 p.m. at Barksdale Stadium, and the regular season finale against the Bulldogs begins at noon at the Dan McGill Tennis Complex, the site of this year's NCAA championships. In Major League Baseball,
swung on, lofted in the air to left center field. Trout going back. He's still going back. He's at the wall. That ball is history. Carlos Gomez puts one in the Rock Garden on the second pitch of the game.
Yu Darvish pitched 7 scoreless innings, and Carlos Gomez hit a leadoff homer in the Texas Rangers' comprehensive 8-3 victory over the Los Angeles Angels yesterday. Nomar Mazara also homered, and Robinson Chirinos drove in 3 runs for the Rangers, who took 2 of 3 from their AL West rivals. Ken Hitchcock is back as coach of the Dallas Stars more than 15 years after being fired by the team. He took to its only Stanley Cup championship. Hitchcock was reintroduced in Dallas yesterday, less than a week after the Stars ended their season without making the playoffs. Here's Hitchcock on the opportunity.
This is an unbelievable opportunity for me, but I also feel I owe this organization everything. Les Jackson, I was 2 days away from becoming a scout for the Philadelphia Flyers. And I got a call in 1993 from Les Jackson to interview with Bob Gainey. I was 2 days away from having a scout. And that's how far back we go. So there's an obligation on my part to be at my best every night. And I'm going to expect, as much as I expect from the players, I'm going to expect more from me and my staff.
Lindy Ruff's 4-year contract expired at the end of the season and wasn't extended. Hitchcock led the Stars to 5 straight division titles with consecutive Western Conference championships in 1999 and 2000. And longtime Pittsburgh Steelers chairman and former U.S. ambassador to Ireland, Dan Rooney, has died at age 84. The Pro Football Hall of Famer took over operation of the Steelers from his father in the 1960s and turned it into a team that had 4 Super Bowl winning seasons in the 1970s. Rooney also conceived the NFL's Rooney Rule that gave minorities a better opportunity to be hired for coaching and front office positions. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
For years, you've heard me say, we'll make mowing as close to fun as it gets. But if you don't come and test drive one of our zero-turn mowers, how will you know? This is David with Kairos Truck Center. The grass is growing and the mowing season is here. If you're still using that old mower, it's time to upgrade to a zero-turn mower from Kairos. The zeros are back. Cut your mowing time in half with zero down and 0% interest on all zero-turn mowers at Kairos. Kairos Truck Center, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Spring Black Friday is here at College Station Ford Lincoln with door-busting savings on all SUVs. Get 12 grand total savings on Ford Expeditions. Yes, I said 12 grand total savings. The remodel at College Station Ford is nearing completion, but the savings are here now. Extra SUVs have been ordered and we are discounting them thousands. Like 2017 Expedition starting less than 29 grand. A new 2017 Expedition for just $28,364. Or lease a new Ford Edge for just $299 a month. Less than $300 for a new Ford Edge. And new 2017 Ford Explorers start at just $24,995. That's a new Explorer for less than $25,000. Big discounts, low payments, and doorbuster pricing. You get it all at College Station Ford Lincoln. Don't miss Spring Black Friday going on now at College Station Ford Lincoln. Find out more at collegestationford.com. That's collegestationford.com.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you're a contractor, I'll bet you already know the importance of having an insurance agent you can rely on. Time is money. You can't afford to waste time waiting on your insurance agent to get you what you need. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we know what contractors need. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so providing great coverage and pricing is something we do every day. If you build it, fix it, or service it, we can help. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or visit us on the web at wegibson.com.
Let's do a little bit of weather, shall we? Brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports. 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com. Pretty nice pattern going on. Didn't have nearly the fog today. We did the last couple of days. We'll be in the lower 80s today. We'll probably carry that through at least until Wednesday of next week. Lows each tonight will be in the lower to mid-60s. Do have a chance of rain in the forecast. Shows up about 40% on Monday, 20% on Monday night, and 30% on Tuesday. And actually, we do have a slight chance of showers to about 20% this evening. Right now, it's 60 WTAW, College Station, Bryan.